Good morning. Welcome to Faith in the Morning. Something good is going to happen to you today, so expect miracles. Thank you for joining me this morning. Faith in the Morning exists to help you start your day with faith and encouragement. So thank you for starting your day with us. Thank you for adding us to your morning routine. We have a daily devotional podcast and a newsletter that we send out every single weekday to help you live this supernatural lifestyle of faith. I hope you had a wonderful holy weekend this past weekend, and I know God has some wonderful things in store for you this week. So go ahead and say out loud, put in the chat, say, this is going to be a great week for me. Come on, say out loud, put in the chat, say, this is going to be a great week for me. You hear me say it all the time. Your life follows your words. So when you say something consistently, guess what? You begin to believe it. So it's good to say good, positive things, but it's even better to say what God says about us. That's why we start our podcast with the Faith in the Morning Confession. I want to encourage you to say with me. If you're newer, you can find this confession in the show notes on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, as well in the description on social media, wherever you're watching right now. So I want you to go ahead and say it with me. Say, I'm the salt of the earth. I'm the light of this world. Jesus said it, so I believe it. I'm a carrier of the glory of God. Today, I will experience the extreme goodness of God. Today, I make myself available for God to show his goodness to others through me. Today, I am increasing in influence. Today, I will see the goodness of God in my life. Today, something good is going to happen to me, so I expect miracles. Praise God. Today, go with me to Romans chapter 8, verse 11. Romans chapter 8, verse 11 is a very timely scripture to share as we just celebrated the resurrection of Jesus, and something to help you know who you are in Christ. One of the things I've been sharing in this X series that we're in at Faith Christian Center is the importance of knowing your identity. Faith flows freely when you have an accurate identity. Faith flows freely. I'll say it again, when you have an accurate identity. So many people have trouble with their faith, and one of the reasons is because they don't know who they really are, and they try to use their faith and say, well, why isn't this working? It's because sometimes they really don't know who they are in Jesus. And I want to remind you about something about who you are right now. If you're a believer, this is so true for you, and I need you to grasp this. Romans chapter 8, verse 11 says, the Spirit of God who raised Jesus from the dead lives in you. And just as God raised Christ Jesus from the dead, he will give life to your mortal bodies by the same Spirit living within you. The same Holy Spirit who raised Jesus from the dead lives on the inside of you. Come on, say out loud, put it in the chat. Say, the same Holy Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead lives in me. Come on, say out loud, put it in the chat. Say, the same Holy Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead lives in me. Come on, say out loud, put it in the chat with me. Say, the same Holy Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead lives in me. One of the things we covered last week is when we look at John 14, 15, 16, these three chapters before Jesus went to the Garden of Gethsemane, before he suffered, he took all this time to tell his disciples about the arrival of the Holy Spirit. And notice what Paul says about him in Romans chapter 8, that the same Holy Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead lives in you, and he's giving life to your body right now. Not just life to your spirit, he's sending life to your body right now. So the Holy Spirit who raised Jesus from the dead is strengthening your heart and giving life to your physical body. Remember, you're not in this by yourself. You have resurrection power on the inside of you. You have the Holy Spirit of God who wants to lead you, who wants to help you, who wants to guide you, who wants to counsel you, who wants to instruct you, who wants to help you in every area of your life. He's called the helper. He's called the comforter. He's called the advocate. He is the strategist, and he has a strategy for your life. So as you heard me say last week, make sure you acknowledge him. And you acknowledge him by saying, Holy Spirit, good morning. What should I do today? And he'll lead you and guide you to all truth. And as you practice the presence of God, as is another way to say it, and you acknowledge him regularly, you'll get more and more sensitive to his leadings and more comfortable being able to follow him. Another thing I want to point out, I said it already, the Holy Spirit is giving life to your body right now. And so you might feel tired. It's like, oh, it's a Monday, I'm struggling. Hey, stop saying that you're struggling. Yeah, I know sometimes we do struggle. But stop talking about your struggle. Talk about how you can overcome your struggle. So how am I going to overcome my struggle today? The same power that raised Jesus from the dead is working in you and enabling you to overcome your struggle. So right now, say aloud, put it in the chest. Say, the Holy Spirit is giving life to my body, so I'm overcoming the struggle. Come on, say aloud, put it in the chat. Say, the Holy Spirit is giving life to my body, so I'm overcoming the struggle. One more time, say aloud, put it in the chat. Say, the Holy Spirit is giving life to my body, so I'm overcoming the struggle. That's what he's doing in you. Partner with the Spirit of God today, and you'll see wonderful results. Make sure you read today's newsletter. If you haven't subscribed to our newsletter, you'll find a link in the show notes on Apple Podcasts and Spotify and the description on social media. I love you so much. Thank you so much for starting your day with Faith in Morning. Share this with others to be encouraged. You know, one of the things we've seen in Faith in Morning, we're seeing thousands of people who are engaged with faith in the morning, but we want to take it to another level. So will you do me a favor today? Share this with someone. Encourage them to subscribe. Encourage them to subscribe to the newsletter and the podcast, because I know it'll be a blessing to them. And also, if you're watching somewhere and you haven't subscribed or follow us on social media, make sure you do so. One of the things I realize, there are tons of people that we haven't even been able to track that they watch, but they've never subscribed. If that's you, go ahead and hit that subscribe button today. You know you've been watching for a while, you'll be encouraged, and you'll receive more and more updates as we release more things with Faith in the Morning and other faith-building content. So make sure you subscribe today. Have a wonderful day. Know that something good is going to happen to you, so expect miracles. I'll see you next time on Faith in the Morning. God bless.